ears awaiting for Earful of Events this eventide. This is Good Job Brain, your weekly quiz show and offbeat trivia podcast. I am your humble host, Karen, and it's just me. And this is a mini episode. Actually, scratch that. It is not a mini episode because I've prepared a pretty jam-packed session filled with trivia, filled with community stuff, filled with announcements, and even a listener puzzle challenge that I made myself. And so I guess maybe we need a new name because it's not that mini. We'll see. Regardless, this special episode is brought to you by Squarespace, website making platform and tool for you to build your dream website. And Squarespace's tagline is build it beautiful. And I cannot talk about beautiful without talking about our listener. And this is one of my favorite parts of the show, is that we have listeners from all over the world, including the beautiful Hawaii and Jupiter Nielsen. And that's NIELSEN. Jupiter is a glass artist. So he does a lot of flame work, glass art, and it is so beautiful. Sometimes my head cannot fathom how he does it. And he actually has like videos and galleries of him with a giant thing of fire. And it's super cool. Like, it just sticks of glass somehow just transform into beautiful flora and fauna of Hawaii. He does these amazing sculptures inspired by nature. So his Squarespace site is JupiterNielsenFlameworking.com, and his Instagram is JupiterNielsen, the dude with fire living in Hawaii. And of course, you can build your own Squarespace website. You can start your free trial today with no credit card required. And when you do decide to sign up for Squarespace, make sure to use the offer code GOODJOBBRAIN, one word, to get 10% off your first purchase. So build it beautiful, just like Jupiter. So today's episode, I was inspired a lot by this other quality podcast called How Did This Get Made, where comedians poop, well, not poop, let's say dissect. That's more diplomatic. They talk about some of the worst, best movies, you know, the movies that are so bad that they're good. And they talk about notable scenes. They go into the actors, kind of a production history and some trivia. A really great show. And what they do is they actually have a kind of like interstitial episodes where they talk about and mention things in older episodes and hint and give previews for the next episode. So it's great catch-up time, and they answer questions. So I figured that I can probably make our usual mini episodes a lot meatier. Pretty good idea for us, just because we have a couple of life changes, you know, some updates. Chris just moved to a house since he has a baby now. Dana is engaged. Colin right now is in Sweden. He promised to bring back some weird stuff for us to try. So Revenge of the Swedish Candy will show up at some point. And so with a lot of things going on, I thought maybe this is a good chance for us to catch up, but also to highlight some of our community, some of our listener emails, tweets, Facebook messages, answer some questions. Hopefully you guys will like it, and this will provide some more entertainment during the weeks that might be hard for us to record. So let's dive back to our past, and let me mention some stuff about our past few episodes. And of course, we have our usual corrections and clarification segment. Actually,
what you said just wasn't true. Actually, do you mind if I correct you? Because actually, factually, and quite enthusiastically, I was right and you were wrong. That's exactly what inspired me to write this actually song. You were wrong.
So we got this actually a lot in our Let There Be Light episode. Chris mentioned CFL light bulbs. He said on the show that you save more energy leaving CFL light bulbs, or you know, our usual, most light bulbs now are CFLs. it's better to just have them on rather than turning them on or off, because that spends more energy. That is something I heard too. It seems like it's kind of like a household a thing that you hear. And we actually got a lot of emails and tweets and Facebook comments about this. And especially I want to read Al from New Zealand, his email. And he said, if you do the math, it just doesn't stack up. When you first turn on a fluorescent light, it takes maybe a second to light up. There are 86,400 seconds in a day. So switching the light on used the same amount of energy as running it for a day, then starting the light would have to draw 86,400 times more power than it takes to run the light. In fact, the energy required to start a fluorescent light is only equivalent of a few seconds of running time. Thank you, Al, for clarifying that. Actually, obviously, with kind of the math in front of me, that makes a lot of sense. But, you know, that is something that you hear a lot. So that's some ammo for you guys to spread to your friends and families who also believe in this this myth, this very popular myth of CFL light bulbs. Another actually, and I love this one, and I love people picking nits. This is from Matt Martin from Seymour, Indiana. A slight actually. So in our last episode, in episode 154, Dana had a quiz about sci-fi pets. And I think one of the questions was, what was the name of Doc Brown from Back in the Future, his dog? And Chris said Einstein. And that is correct. Matt says, but that is his 1985 dog. The 1955 Doc had a dog named Copernicus, named for the famed scientist Nicholas Copernicus. This dog looked similar to Einstein and was present in some of the original Back in the Future 1955 scenes, but is not mentioned by name until Back to the Future 3. That is cray. That is a really super good catch, Matt. Thank you very much. So Doc Brown's first dog in the 50s was Copernicus, which looked exact, probably the same dog actor. In 1985, his dog is Einstein. And also in the sci-fi facts episode, I had a segment talking about what is exactly Mercury in retrograde. And I think in my attempt to kind of talk about it, I might have oversimplified Mercury's motion. And if you are curious, definitely check out Brian Cox. That's at Professor Brian Cox. He has a wonderful video on YouTube kind of explaining it. It does make a lot more sense because it's visual. And I'm sorry, everybody, that I might have jumbled that up. But please check it out. Quest for knowledge. Read up on things. Yeah. All right, let's jump into some questions. We might have answered these before, either on Twitter or maybe on air, but these are just some of the common questions we get, and I'm going to share what I can answer. I'm going to save the questions for everybody when everybody's here, but these are questions that I can answer. So first question, what are you guys' jobs? What are you guys' jobs? What do we do? Obviously, Good Job Brain is our hobby and is not our job. We trying to find free time for Good Job Brain, but we do have normal people's jobs. Chris is a writer and editor for Wired.com, Wired Magazine, Wired.com, and he is their video games expert, the editor of Game Life, which is the Wired.com section about video games. So In case you didn't know that he's a video game expert from the show, he actually is, for his day job, a video game expert. Colin is a coder and designer, freelancing for many high-profile companies. It's great because he has his own schedule. He's his own boss. And Dana is also in the game industry. Dana is a game designer. And most recently, the game that she shipped was Peggle for the iPhone. Very, very talented. She designs games. She knows how to do art, programming, the whole package. And I work at a company called Twitch.tv, which is also in the video game industry as a video game platform for live streaming games, which leads me to this announcement. And of course, I said that I was an experimental mood. I was playing Trivial Pursuit on the PS4, like against computer. I was thinking, oh, wouldn't it be weird if I like live streamed this? And I did. And I was playing this game and all these people could watch me on Twitch. And they can chat and I can see their chat and I'm talking to them, answering questions. So it was actually pretty fun. It was kind of just a weird idea I had on a whim, and it totally works. So we do have a Twitch channel. It's twitch.tv/goodjobbrain. And I usually will announce if I'm doing something on Twitter or on Facebook. So make sure to follow us at goodjobbrain or on Facebook/goodjobbrain. And sometimes maybe you'll catch me play trivia games. And hopefully in the future, you know, me and the couple people that who were watching me were talking about future plans to maybe actually have a game showy thing. We can play quizzes live. And we just have to kind of have the right setup. But for now, I was playing Trivial Pursuit, and it was super cool because I learned a lot of stuff from the listeners who were watching me, including the fact that golf is being reintroduced back into the Olympics for the upcoming Rio Summer Olympics. It was introduced in the beginning, and then it went away, and now it's coming back. So that was actually very cool. The chat room was filled with people like looking stuff up. Maybe I can hook up a broadcast station and we can play You Don't Know Jack. We can invite listeners to play with us. Or maybe it would just be like a live game show. That'd be pretty funny. Ideas are wild, and I'm very excited about it. All right, next question. Can Karen come to bracket my city name here for her marathon? I mentioned before that I am trying to run 50 marathons in 50 states, not all within this year, but just kind of like my life goal. Thanks to you guys, all the listeners, a lot of you guys introduced me to a couple marathons or come to your state, come to your city for marathons. So far, I've only planned to the end of this year, and I think the only non-Californian marathon I'm planning is Utah. That's going to be in September. It's the Big Cottonwood. I believe it's in Park City, which is close to Salt Lake City, correct? Yes? Yes? No? Yeah? I don't even know why I'm asking because I'm just talking to a wall right now. When I plan on my marathons, I'm gonna hit you guys up. Thank you for everybody for offering. It's very, very cool. And, you know, last time I was in Connecticut and I met up with some listeners and we went to pub trivia. So hopefully I can, maybe that's a thing that I'll do. Another question. Isn't this a trivia podcast? Why are there so many lengthy story segments? I don't think this person meant it as like a bad way. Like just curious, I guess. I don't think it's a jab. We are a trivia podcast and some people like the question and quiz segments more. It's a balance and we try to balance all of it to have enough of, especially our topic episodes. We like to talk about the origins of things first and foremost. So usually in most of our episodes, we kind of have like we open with a more origin history that kind of sets the tone for the rest of the episode. So it's a mix. It depends. I mean, it's kind of up to all of us, you know, individually, what we find interesting, that's interesting enough to share. And one last question. Actually, this is not really a question. It's a comment. Lots of you guys wrote in. I'm very touched. You know, as I mentioned, I had to put down my dog and I'm still kind of depressed and grieving. And lots of you guys wrote in such wonderful messages and I'm super touched and I'm trying not to get verklempt, but it's hard. I think it's one of the hardest things I've ever went through that I'm going through. There is this really great story, though, that I'm going to share. A lot of us love kind of creation myths or origin tales from different cultures. And someone wrote in and shared with me what the Madinka people, West African from Mali, the Madinka tribe, what they believe in. Dogs are loyal guardians. And what they do at night is when people, humans, go to sleep, that's when the evil spirits come, try to take the people away. And usually the Madinka belief is that the dog will be at the foot of the bed, challenge the spirits every night, be like, well, you can take my master or owner only if you complete the task of counting every strand of my fur. So the spirit would count and count, and the dog would be clever and mess things up, like shake its fur and try to mess up the spirits. And so they have to start from, you know, fur number one and count again. Before you know it, it's daytime and the spirits have to go away. That's a cool story that someone told me about the Medinka belief of dogs and why, you know, dogs are our trusted guardians, because they protect us even when we're asleep from bad spirits. Very beautiful and very touching. And thank you all. I'm so glad that share this pain, but also receive all of your support from all of you guys who wrote in. Thank you very much. And we're going to take a quick break. And before the break, I just want to tease one of our next episode topics. Our next episode is going to be an all quiz, and the episode after that is going to be themed. And the topic is, I'm not going to reveal it right now, but I think if you guys listened to the last episode, you'll know. But I'm going to play a scene from a movie, and hopefully that will give you a little bit of a clue of what's coming up.
All my favorite never foods. Yams, Annie apples, and bananas. Come on.
Wash it down the elephant and popo.
What's the deal? Where's the real food?
If you can't imagine yourself being Peter Pan, you won't be Peter Pan, so eat up.
Eat what? There's nothing here. Gandhi ate more than this.
Hopefully that whet your appetite for a future episode. My bad pun.
Hey, kids.
Yeah?
Ready to rock the internet with your own totally electrifying website?
Electrifying.
Get ready for Squarespace. For your blog, for your portfolio, for your cat photography. Totally rad and easy website building tools that anyone can jam in. Free yourself with this free trial. No credit card needed. Free domain registration with an annual subscription. Squarespace.
You're listening to Good Job Brain. I'm Karen, and today is a special mini special episode that I'm doing. We're trying to play catch up, talk about the community, talk about some announcements. We just hinted at a future episode. I promise I have a listener puzzle, and I'm super excited about this one because I was like, oh, what should I do? And I thought I was so clever of thinking this. I have prepared a music quiz for y'alls. I'm going to be playing clips of songs, and there is a theme that ties all of them together. Feel free to use SoundHound or Shazam or any music recognizing software or resource. Either the clue is going to be the title of the song or the artist of the song, and there is something that strings all of them together. And what I want as the final answer is a location. Yes, a location. We're going to give a shout out to the first couple of people who email us with the right answer. And you can email us at gjb.podcast@gmail.com and email us the location. I'm going to play clips of songs. Here we go.
Darling dear, love you all the time. I'm just a fool.
tell you why. The ocean's near the shore. I could think of things I never thought before. And then I'd sit and think some more. I would not be just a nuffin, my head all full of stuffin, my heart all full of pain. I would dance and be merry, life would be a ding-a-dairy if I only had a brain.
Late one night when he was working graveyard, Harley got himself this big idea. All he'd have to do is change one little screw and save millions of dollars a year. So he worked and he saved till he could open his own shop. Money started rolling in like it wasn't gonna stop. So Harley bought a mountain, built a mansion on top.
Don't you worry, baby, don't worry, 'cause I'm right here, right here, right here, right here at home. 'Cause I'm a picker, I'm a grinner, I'm a lover, and I'm a sinner. I play my music in the sun. I'm a joker, I'm a smoker, I'm a midnight toker.
All right, I hope you guys have fun with this one. I'm still smiling. It's I love it. I love it so much. So, of course, if you know what I'm looking for, and what I'm looking for is a location, you can email your answer to gjb.podcast@gmail.com. And I eagerly await for your answers. All right, well, that is the end of this catch-up mini episode. Hope you guys had fun, and I look forward to your feedback. Please follow us at Twitter, which is at GoodJobRain, our Facebook page /GoodJobRain. Sometimes I will announce different things, like, you know, if I'm gonna go play Trivia Pursuit Live online on Twitch, you can find me there. But stay tuned for updates. We are planning for a meetup in the East Coast. We got to organize that a little bit more. And that's it. Well, we'll see you guys next week, which is all quiz, and then a themed episode. And I'll see you guys next week.